time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
Today's liturgy features two widows, one who makes her small contribution to the temple treasury, the other makes some bread for Elijah from the remnant flour in her jar. Do we not know both women well? Have we not encountered them often? Elderly women who have very little but are generous with what they have in the care of others? Does not their goodness bring a catch to our throat? They were once young and happy with a husband and children. Now they're alone and living off small pensions. Yet their generosity and love brings beauty to their wrinkled faces and stooped shoulders. We may notice them, but rarely. God notices them all the time. They are among His favorite people. Once upon a time, there was a candidate traveling frantically around the constituency at the end of a long and difficult campaign. He was under constant unfair attacks from his opponent, who was an unscrupulous man, and from hostile media, who reported false stories about him and his family every day. Although he had a long and distinguished history of public service, the polls said the race was too close to call. Discouraged, battered, worn out, he had lost his usual flair for the campaign and went through the motions as if they were drudgery. One day, after what was supposed to be a passionate speech, but actually was just one more dud, as he was walking across the platform, surrounded by his staff and a handful of well-wishers, he heard an old voice crying out his name. He glanced to the edge of the crowd, and an old woman in a wheelchair was shouting at him. "Don't pay any attention to her," said his managers. He was tired of old women in wheelchairs. Still, he broke through the crowd and walked over her. Tears pouring down her cheeks, she babbled incoherently about a husband who had died in the war and held out a $5 bill for the campaign. Tears pouring down his cheek, he embraced her, took the crumpled bill, and pledged he would win the race just for her, if for no other reason.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.